Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9 Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Extraterrestrial by A.V. Loeb explores one of the most debated astronomical events of recent years, the 2017 discovery of Oumuamua, the first known interstellar object observed passing through our solar system. Loeb, an accomplished Harvard astrophysicist, uses this puzzling visitor to examine how science evaluates anomalies and how cultural assumptions can shape what researchers consider possible. The book outlines why Oumuamua did not neatly match familiar categories like comet or asteroid. And it presents the controversial proposal that its unusual characteristics could be consistent with artificial origin. Beyond the single object, Loeb broadens the discussion to the search for extraterrestrial intelligence, the role of telescopes in sky surveys, and the scientific value of entertaining multiple hypotheses without sliding into sensationalism. Written for general readers, the narrative mixes astronomy, the history of scientific discovery, and a critique of academic risk aversion, inviting readers to think seriously about what evidence would be required to recognize technology beyond Earth. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Oumuamua as a scientific anomaly. A central focus is how Oumuamua challenged standard expectations for small bodies in space. The book frames the object as an opportunity to practice anomaly-driven science when data do not fit familiar templates. The responsible move is not to force a comfortable interpretation, but to improve models and collect better observations. Loeb explains the basic observational constraints astronomers had, such as limited tracking time, faintness, and the difficulty of resolving shape and composition from far away. He emphasizes that many properties were inferred indirectly, which naturally leaves room for debate. The story highlights how interstellar objects differ from typical solar system visitors, and why a first example would likely be surprising. The broader lesson is methodological. A single object can expose gaps in knowledge about how objects form, evolve, and travel between stars. By treating Oumuamua as a case study, Loeb invites readers to see that uncertainty is not a flaw but a feature of frontier research, and that healthy scientific practice requires clear statements about what is known, what is estimated, and what remains unconstrained. Secondly, natural explanations and the limits of current models. The book surveys the range of natural hypotheses that scientists considered and uses them to illustrate how models are tested against observations. Loeb discusses the typical signatures of comets and asteroids, including how outgassing can change a trajectory and how dust or gas can be detected. He argues that when an object behaves in an unexpected way, researchers must scrutinize both the data and the assumptions built into their interpretations. The narrative underscores a practical challenge: astronomy often relies on sparse measurements, so it is easy to overfit a preferred story. Loeb also points out that scientific consensus can lag behind possibilities when the cost of being wrong is perceived as high. By exploring natural explanations, the book does not dismiss them as impossible. Instead, it emphasizes the need for quantitative comparisons and predictive power. A good model should explain multiple observed features at once and make testable predictions for future interstellar objects. The takeaway is that the Oumuamua episode reveals how incomplete our understanding still is of the diversity of small bodies and the physics governing them, especially for objects originating around other stars. Thirdly, the artificial origin hypothesis and its scientific framing. Loeb's most provocative contribution is the argument that an artificial origin should be treated as a legitimate hypothesis when natural ones struggle to match the evidence. He does not present the idea as a definitive conclusion, but as a call to apply the same standards of reasoning used elsewhere. In astrophysics, consider alternative explanations, weigh probabilities, and look for discriminating observations. The book describes how technology could, in principle, produce objects with unusual shapes, materials, or behaviors. And it encourages readers to separate the emotional charge of the word alien from the analytical question of whether non-human engineering is physically plausible. Loeb also stresses that scientific humility cuts both ways. It is arrogant to assume humans already know all relevant natural processes, but it can also be parochial to assume that nature is the only source of puzzling signals. By insisting on careful language and evidence-based argumentation, the book positions the artificial hypothesis as an invitation to improve detection strategies and to define what measurements would confirm or rule it out in future cases. Fourthly, how the search for technosignatures could become better science. Moving beyond Oumuamua, the book advocates for a more systematic search for technosignatures, meaning observational evidence of technology rather than biology. Loeb argues that progress depends on building tools and surveys that can catch rare, fast, or faint phenomena, and on creating research programs that treat unusual detections as opportunities rather than embarrassments. he highlights the importance of wide-field sky monitoring, rapid follow-up observations, and data analysis pipelines that can flag anomalies quickly. Another theme is portfolio thinking. Instead of betting everything on one method, science can pursue multiple complementary strategies, from radio searches to optical and infrared observations, to studies of interstellar objects and artifacts. Loeb also emphasizes open scientific norms, including transparent data sharing and encouraging critical scrutiny without stigma. The practical benefit of this approach is that even if no technosignatures are found, the improved instruments and surveys will still advance astronomy by discovering new classes of natural objects. In this way, the search becomes a high upside scientific investment with broad collateral benefits for planetary science, astrophysics, and our understanding of cosmic environments. Lastly, scientific culture, risk aversion, and the cost of playing it safe. A distinctive thread in the book is its critique of how scientific institutions can discourage bold inquiry. Loeb describes incentives that favor incremental work, consensus alignment, and cautious interpretation, especially for early career researchers who depend on funding and peer approval. He argues that this culture can slow progress in areas where the most important discoveries are likely to be surprising. The Oumuamua debate becomes an example of how reputational risk can shape which hypotheses are discussed publicly and which are confined to private conversations. Loeb makes the case that skepticism should be directed at evidence and reasoning, not at the social acceptability of a question. He also advocates for clearer separation between scientific evaluation and fear of media distortion. By framing the issue as a problem of incentives, the book invites readers to think about how science can be both rigorous and imaginative rigorous in its demand for testable claims and honest uncertainty, imaginative in its willingness to ask what others avoid. The wider implication is that society's ability to notice transformative signals, whether natural or artificial, depends not only on telescopes and algorithms, but on intellectual courage and institutional openness. In conclusion, this book suits readers who enjoy astronomy, scientific controversies, and big questions about life in the universe, especially those who want a grounded discussion rather than pure speculation. Curious non-specialists will benefit from its clear explanation of how astronomers infer properties from limited data and why first-of-a-kind discoveries are often messy. Students and professionals may also find value in the candid look at incentives in academic science and how those incentives influence which ideas get explored. Its practical benefit is less about proving aliens and more about sharpening a reader's sense of scientific reasoning under uncertainty. The book models how to separate observations from interpretations, how to compare competing hypotheses, and how to define what future evidence would actually settle a dispute. That mindset transfers well to everyday decision-making, where data are incomplete and narratives compete. Compared with many books on extraterrestrial life that focus mainly on biology or speculative storytelling, Extraterrestrial stands out for using a concrete astronomical event as its organizing anchor, and for arguing that technosignatures deserve mainstream methods and funding. It is worth buying for readers who want an accessible but serious case study in frontier science and a provocative argument for expanding the boundaries of what scientists are willing to test. If you would like to support Avi Loeb, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.